CliffCentral.com.
Beautiful. It's Rihanna, Calvin Harris, and this is what you came for. It is 7 o'clock, and it's a Friday morning. I suppose we have to do a weekend baby, right?
Yes.
I suppose so. We should do that. Let's do it.
It's the right thing to do.
All right.
It's the weekend baby!
Yes. Yes. Very enthusiastic. Let's try another one.
It's the weekend baby.
Yes.
Okay.
We got enough? Have we got it out of our system? One more.
All right.
It's the weekend, baby!
Nice. All right. Very good. Now, we were talking about voting earlier when we started this morning, and a lot of people got very fired up. And Nico called in and said he doesn't believe in voting. He says he does. He hates all the political parties. He doesn't trust any of them. He refuses to be part of the system.
Mm-hmm.
So he does not vote. And clearly this upsets some people. I mean, Carl is still going on about it. Tyrell says, opinions. We all have one. Yours isn't more valid than mine. Vote, don't vote. You do you. I'll do me. Now that to me sounds sensible. And in Australia, you get fined $20 if you don't vote.
Oh, okay.
It's like a traffic fine. It arrives in the post.
Eh.
Says, dear Mr. So-and-so, you didn't vote, you bastard. You owe the state $20. And I mean, in Australia, you don't know what you're voting for half the time anyway. I mean, the Australian High Commissioner was in here yesterday. He tried to explain it to me. I'm still a little confused. You? Right?
Sure. Still confused.
I think he told us to vote for Shane Warne, but I might have got that a bit hazy.
Yeah, Ben picked a fight with him.
Uh-oh.
It was all over social media.
He's lucky he was here in the studio. If it was outside of the bar,
what would have happened? Devon says, morning, everybody. And Quentin says, Gareth, can I, as a Namibian, also join in on the asset portfolio? I think so. I'll check with Anthea, but we'll put out all the terms and conditions. It'll probably be tied up by next week, so you don't have to wait much longer. Anushka says, I'm sick in bed. I think I'm busy dying. But now that I heard that Julius is on later, I feel much better. Based on the interview today, I'll make my final decision to vote EFF.
Okay.
All right. Well, you see, we've got to make up our minds. It's 12 days to the election. The elections are sooner than the Olympics.
Yes.
And you know politicians are out there at the moment. They're hitting the streets. They're trying everything they can to get your vote. They're going to promise you the world. And you know they don't mean it. And if you're dumb enough to believe it, you are going to hit the wall with a vengeance.
Well,
because 4th of August, they stop caring about you. And it's going to be another 4 years till they start caring about you again. And just remember, these elections are different to the national elections. We're going to talk about this like adults, all right?
We're going to try.
I'm going to try. I mean, when you come to politics, it's very tempting to rather make fun of it than to deal with it properly. These elections are different because they're a municipal election. And a municipal election, you vote for service delivery. That's it. We don't care about other stuff. You don't have to worry about ideology. And listen, you'll hear with Julius a little bit later on. He talks a whole lot of shit about property. Here's Julius's idea for property. And this is not relevant to the municipal elections. Because first of all, the EFF are not going to win any municipality outright. They may be the decision maker in certain municipalities, and they'll do what they can to be important to the process. And they need to prove they can govern something. But Julius still reckons that when the EFF win, they'll take all the property. In other words, anybody who owns property, anybody who doesn't, anyone who's renting, leasing, whatever, you put all the property in the basket, and the state will then hand it out. So I said to him, all right, but then who gets the 25 million rand mansion in Camps Bay, and who gets the 2.5 rand skokok in some shitty place next to the highway? And he said, no, the government will decide that. Now, that makes me very nervous, because that's what Hugo Chavez did. And we know what a disaster Venezuela is at the moment. And it's all good and well when the state has money, but when the state runs out of money, everybody runs out of money.
See, but getting back to your point, you don't know who to vote for yet. I mean, that's just stupidity. So how can you vote for the EFF? There's some flawed thinking there.
Well, exactly.
Because maybe some people find themselves agreeing with some of the things that one party says and then disagreeing with other things, and then on the other side, you know, they'll feel the same about an entirely different party. I don't know that there are people who agree 100% with just one party. Like, they agree with every single thing that they say with regards to their policies. First of all, most of us don't know half of these political parties' policies because we don't bother to do the research.
Musi Maimane tweeted yesterday, and a lot of people are talking about this. I don't know whether, you know, it's a joke or whether he means it, but rumor has it Gedleglegisa will resign at the end of the month, even after Brexit Trump Leicester in 2016. Don't think he'd do the honorable thing. That's what Musi Maimane tweeted. Now, I don't know whether that's, you know, one of those rumors or whether he's spreading the rumor on purpose.
Or whether he's just starting something.
Yeah, and do you really believe this guy's going to leave office voluntarily?
No.
We're going to have to drag him out kicking and screaming and straight from office of the president into jail.
He's still thinking third term, somehow.
You reckon? Mm. Rich Simmons says, against all odds and despite all obstacles, we are going to make it. And he's quoting Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, is he not quoting Melania Trump? Sure about that?
Everybody's quoting Melania Trump. I sent a message, I sent an email to everybody here at Cliff Central 2 days ago with a whole lot of really awesome quotes that I picked up at TBWA. They just went to Cannes. Just about, you know, like Anna Wintour talking about modern trends and just interesting people at Cannes who were talking about advertising and the rest of it. So Mabali replies to all. She goes, those are not quotes from those people. They're all from Melania Trump. Poor Melania Trump. And you know what's so funny is, like, people are, the very people who are, like, criticizing Donald Trump for his Mexican policies.
Yeah.
Are perfectly okay with criticizing Melania Trump for her accent, which seems to me to be, like, a little bit hypocritical. Either you think all immigrants are okay or you think no immigrants are okay. But you can't say that Donald Trump is mean about Mexicans, but it's not okay for him to have a wife who's from Slovenia or Slovakia, wherever she's from.
Oh, but some immigrants are better than others, Gareth.
This is the point. Yeah. So hypocrisy rears its ugly head again.
There's a hierarchy of immigrants in this world.
Tell me if you know who to vote for. And if you absolutely settled on this, if you figured it out, because the rest of us, we don't know yet. I mean, I've admitted I don't know. Mubs doesn't know. Ben says he's pretty much decided. Morning. Is there someone on the line here? I can't seem to... Hello? Okay, I can't seem to select the line. All right, and Nico was on there apparently, and he's gone. He's missing in action. But if you'd like to have something to say about this, 0861-555-189. And you know what? If you've never called in before, don't be nervous. We're not going to attack you.
We're not going to bite.
No.
Also, there are a lot of first-time voters, Gareth, and I imagine that there's a lot of confusion there in terms of who must I vote for.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people who will be going to the polls for the very first time on August the 3rd.
Well, like I said, for municipal elections, it doesn't really matter what you believe or where your political ideology lies. All you want is service delivery. Mm. Like, your municipal election is about water, electricity, garbage collection, clean streets, no potholes, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So why is this
government
even,
that affects you?
Why are we being so diplomatic when we say the only province in this country who has all that shit together is the Western Cape, right?
Okay, so Ben, you've pretty much decided DA.
Well, Gareth, you said it yourself. You went to Cape Town. You were so impressed how things are run there. So now we're giving useless lip service to, well, I don't know who we're going to vote for.
Okay.
We've got a party who's completely shit at doing all of this.
All right, Ben.
And then you've got the EFF who want to basically repatriate everything.
Look at Ben.
It just seems like it's a waste of a conversation, that's all.
All right, so Ben knows what he's doing.
It's a waste of a conversation for you because there are obviously things that you agree with based on the DA, but then, you know, somebody who agrees with EFF would have an entirely different conversation to you. That's all it is.
Yeah, but the point you're making here isn't one of those overarching countrywide things. We're talking about what we want in these elections. We've all stated that we want your shit to work. This isn't about stealing. That's the other election. The stealing election's coming soon. This is the shit that works elections, right?
Yeah.
Kerry.
And we must just simplify it to that.
Kerry, what's up? Yeah.
I must tell you, you've just reached a milestone. It's the first time I've struggled to get through. so that's great, getting lots of callers. Well done.
Yeah.
when you chat to Julius, can you ask him a question for me? I live in East London, and I noticed at one of the settlements, it's in one of our main areas, there are a lot of EFF posted on their wall.
Uh-huh.
And I would assume it must be ANC supporters who try to rip them off, but they can't. So I want to know what kind of glue he uses, because I'm sure I could hang the pictures in my house with pictures. It's looking amazing. I'll take a picture for you on my way to work, I'll tweet it for you.
That sounds amazing. So their glue is really good on their posters, because they can't tear them.
Because they can only get the corners off, but the posters are still intact. And they're often plastered, it almost literally covers the entire length of the wall, and it's long. That's more than a K. I'll send you a picture later.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Carrie, there we go. Some interesting info about the EFF posters having better glue than any of the other posters.
Okay, this is what it's come down to.
Well, have you seen the posters, and what do you think of them? And we talk about election advertising. Which poster speaks to you? There's the Musi Maimane one, which has got the flag in the background and him, and it says, "Vote DA." Then there's the EFF one, which is plain red background, the EFF logo, vote EFF, and Julius's face. It's kind of the same as the DA one, except without the flag. It's just the red background. And then the ANC one is complicated, and it says something about together we will forge ahead and make the world a better place in bigger communities together.
Whose picture does it have?
Gedleish Legis.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he's looking up to the sky as if he's just spotted God.
Ah.
So, I don't know. I mean, listen, maybe that's the one that'll win. What do people respond to? What do you want in an election poster? What works? What speaks to you? And I listen, Ben, don't think I'm ignoring what you said just now. You make very good sense. Guys in charge of Cape Town know what they're doing, says Dominic. Why change a winning formula? And Anushka says, I'm not voting for Musi because a very, very, very old white lady was out in William Nicol in the cold yesterday morning in the traffic dishing out DA pamphlets wishing people a happy DA morning. I like the EFF fighting spirit and Juju's weight loss. Ben, don't you dare judge me, says Anushka.
I'm not judging you, Anushka. I just think we should cut the crap in this country as much as we can. We spend so much time arguing about bullshit. That's my theory.
But you know what? I was watching the news the other day, and they were interviewing a number of people who live in informal settlements, right?
Yes.
And these people were saying that in their entire existence, they have never had anything work. They don't have electricity. They don't have running water. They don't have toilets in their homes. They have to use, outside toilets. For some people, they don't even have homes. Now, for somebody like that, who has never had anything in their whole existence work, I mean, that for that person, which party works for them? Which one? Because for them personally, nothing has ever worked.
And have they tried all the parties?
I don't know, but they were interviewing these people, and this is their plight, is that they have lived in this existence where nothing has ever worked for them, so it doesn't actually matter which party is in charge, because for them, they've never had these things that you and I have.
Because they probably voted for the same party. That's also kind of makes sense, does it not?
I don't know. But for them, it's like...
I'd be very depressed. I mean, but you can't give up. If you are going to... Look, you either decide you're outside the system or you're in. If you're outside the system, you could do what you like, and you could complain, and you could behave badly, and you could set tires on fire and all kinds of things. If you're inside the system, your mechanism has to be democracy. If you're in... Once you decide you're part of this, then you must vote. And if you're going to vote, you must. If you've been trying something for the last 20 years, you don't have water, you don't have electricity, you don't have infrastructure at all, you can't vote the same way you did the last time. That's the only rule that counts. So now you must try something else. Try UDM. It doesn't matter.
It does matter, because just the other day we were talking about these smaller nyana parties, and actually it is a waste of your vote. You see, this is where it becomes complicated.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Okay, so then it's down to the top three. So you've got to go ANC. If you've been voting ANC before and you still don't have anything, don't vote for them again. If you're going to vote DA, try them or try EFF, depending on which you prefer. Who sells you a better message? That's what you got. Ben says there's only one choice if you want good service delivery, because they've proven their track record.
That's all this election's about. It's nothing about anything else. It's about getting shit to work. I know.
Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, morning, Jonathan.
What's up, man?
Good. For me, I would like to comment on the posters. I think the EFF ones like are quite striking. Like even when you're driving, it's easy to read the copy and everything. It's more legible and you can read it from far. Like I saw this one in town which says free Wi-Fi in public places, and I said, wow. For that, yeah, well, they can get my vote. However, like I'm politically neutral. I don't vote at all.
So you're not going to vote?
No.
Doesn't matter what's on the posters?
It's my religion. I don't vote at all. I believe in that.
Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh. Why do they? Why don't they like you guys voting?
Because we believe that no human or an earthling that can change the situation here on earth. It's only God, Jehovah himself.
So what, are you going to sit on your fucking hands and wait for him?
Get it.
I'm asking. I mean, what do you expect to happen in the meantime? Someone's got to provide water and electricity. So what do you do?
Get it. I pay tax. I pay a whole lot of things. So I take part in doing that. So.
Yeah, well, you can't avoid it. You'll go to jail if you don't. But that doesn't answer my question. So who would you like to be in charge of you? I mean, it's not Jesus. He's clearly not at the wheel in the union building. So are you just happy with whatever the rest of us decide?
Oh, well, I'm happy with that. I don't have any problem.
Okay.
Okay, cheers, man.
Thanks for your vote.
Okay, bye.
Bye. He's given me his vote. I'm going to use it as a proxy.
Yes.
I'm always curious about this. It's like, you know, certain religions don't let you do blood transfusions, and certain religions don't let you, you know, wear certain clothing and all this kind of thing. And I'm always interested in how the people inside those religions, who are sometimes very sensible, normal people who just are going through their lives and they believe a certain thing, how they get those rules and factor them into their lives, whether they've thought about the rule or whether they just follow it unquestioningly. It's interesting. And I'm not being judgmental. I'm just curious. Like, Anonymous doesn't vote. It's not in his religion, which is cool. But then, how does he feel about the rest of us deciding his fate? Because that's effectively what we're doing. It's kind of like a Roman, the anarchist, who says he's not part of the system, he won't vote, he'll complain about everything, but he's content to let the rest of us morons decide what's going to happen to him. Because we're going to make the rules if you're not going to step up, you know?
Yeah.
So I get what people say when you say to somebody, you must vote. You can't force them to vote. I really believe that. You shouldn't be putting a gun to anyone's head and forcing them to go to the polls to vote for something they don't believe in. But at the same time, I do get the argument that other people make about if you don't vote, you're part of the problem. Because, in effect, the people who do vote are going to go and decide for you. That's just how it works. In the absence of something specific, anything will do. You know what I mean? It's very complicated. We've got some more calls. 0861-555-189. Lots and lots of people talking about what they're going to do for the elections. And apparently, I see Marius Fransman has been welcomed to the ANC chair in the Western Cape with open arms. In fact, there's a lovely picture of our president and Marius Fransman shaking hands and smiling at each other. This is a sex offender. Well, both, really. But
sorry, who? Which one?
No, Marius Fransman's the convicted. I think he's convicted. He's certainly been charged with sex crimes.
I don't know if he's convicted.
Well, they've both been accused of being sex offenders, right?
They're both alleged sex offenders, but I don't know that they've actually been convicted of any of it.
Basically, if you're a girl and you're in that picture, get out, is the only thing I'd like to say.
Tear clear.
Right. Oh, man. So Steph says, I just returned from Australia, where they've just had their elections on a Saturday. And if you're of age and you don't go and vote, you're fined. And apparently it's $50, not $20. So it's about 500 rand, give or take.
Okay.
Jehovah's Witnesses are not supposed to listen to world media. So God told him to switch to Cliff Central, says Carl. Hey, I don't mind. If he's listening to us, then I will pass on the message to God if I should meet him. And we've got a Jehovah's Witness listener, according to Tyrell, which is very exciting. Tyrell's remarking on how interesting that is. Linda says, hi, everybody. Has anyone else got this SMS? From the ANC. The truth is, the ANC fought for your right to stay free. Vote ANC.
I got it yesterday.
Me too. I find it disturbing that they're implying that if you vote for other parties, you won't be free. But you know they're going to say that.
Yeah, it's a tactic, man. I mean,
even Cyril Ramaphosa, who's quite a sensible dude, a couple of months ago, he was going around saying, if you vote for anybody but the ANC, the whites will come into control again. Mm. I mean, which is paranoia. What whites? I haven't been given the memo.
Well, maybe they left you out.
They left me out. I'm not white enough.
Maybe they left you out because you're still undecided about who you're voting for.
Who are these whites? Daniel says, I'm with Ben. The ANC have proven that they're just useless and they can't do the job. The EFF are just too extreme and I'm not keen on communism. The other party should probably not really exist. Leaving the DA. Basically, give the next guy a try. Give
exactly.
the DA
just
5 years. Give the DA 5 years to see if they can replicate their success in the Cape. If not, what have we lost? Nothing. Voting ANC again? Take us the same place we're in already.
Yeah, but the thing is, people are so scared to say this nowadays because you're either going to be sound like a racist or you just, like, we got to just cut the crap, I think. Evaluate things in a business perspective, right? The DA is the only one that looks like they have a business understanding. Everything else is emotional. Everything else is like playing on things that actually don't benefit us in real life. And that's not me just being, I don't know. I mean, I don't have I don't care about political parties at all. But I care about a country I live in because when I go home and there's no lights, that's shit. That yeah. ruins my day. And it's a small problem, I know. But
no,
these are the things that we need to consider rather than all the emotional stuff.
Everybody's got to wake up to this fact. E-tolls.
Yes.
It's a political move. There are two parties who are against e-tolls. If e-tolls are something that you're annoyed by, something that you don't want to pay, you can't vote ANC. You just can't.
Mm.
That's why in Gauteng, the ANC in Gauteng has tried to stand against e-tolls as well. They realize people fucking hate these e-tolls. If you're worried about the cost of electricity, that's a political thing. Eskom has been run into the ground. Look, Brian Molef is trying his best. But even he the other day, turns out, has all kinds of Gupta connections. So when it comes to who's buying the coal, who's spending your tax money on buying that coal from the Guptas, that has political ramifications. So you got to say, if you don't want to pay more for electricity, can't vote ANC. If you're okay with paying more for electricity, if you're okay with the Guptas supplying the coal and us paying them a handsome fee to do that, then you can go ahead and vote ANC. And I'm not saying you must vote DA or EFF. I'm just sketching the scenario. If you're a citizen and these are the things that matter to you, there's two examples already. Let's say, for example, that you are one of those people who cares about ideology more than anything else. You don't care about service delivery. If you don't have service delivery, there are people like this, believe it or not. Like people who can afford everything. Let's say you're super rich.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to deal with the struggles of the average South African.
No, you have you only use Valpray to fill your bath.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And you have a stockpile of it because you have a huge house with just rooms full of bottled water.
Right.
You have your own generators, a battery of generators that work day and night. You don't use Eskom.
Mm-hmm.
You have acres and acres of land that you grow your own vegetables on, and you have cows to provide you with meat, and you just have everything. You have so much money that you never need to worry about the system at all. So you vote ANC because you believe in the ANC, and the ANC made you rich.
Okay.
Then vote ANC.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to deal with real-world problems. If you have a blue light brigade, so you don't have to deal with the highways, vote ANC. But for the rest of us who are tired of high prices, you look at the graphs. Listen, I voted ANC before. I've told you this. This is not news. I voted UDM. I voted COPE. I haven't got anywhere. Politically, I have never been advantaged in my voting life. I'm not saying before, obviously, you know, there's all kinds of historical context here. But since I've started voting, my vote's done nothing for me.
Well, that is why you have that camp that says, this is why I don't vote, because it's a pointless exercise.
I want Romain to call us. I've got a couple of questions for him. I don't get into the head of an anarchist.
No, don't be judgmental.
No, I want to know what he thinks. I want to know how it works. Like how he's okay with us deciding for him.
Okay.
And he seems to be one of those people who wants to decide everything for himself. But this, in this case, he's okay to not go to the polls. I need to figure this out. Kevin says, Gareth, you sound like you've decided who you want to vote for, but you're scared to admit it with your Cope disappointment. Listen, Kevin, I learned a big lesson when I said I was voting for Cope, and I admitted it, and I was all gung-ho, and I went to the polls. I was proud of myself, placed my little cross there next to that picture of Monsieur Alekota. Holy shit, did I... Did I have buyer's remorse the next day?
The next day
he and Bazimashiloa started fighting. The next day. Within 2-3 months, that party was in tatters. So no, I'm not admitting who I'm going to vote for. But I will tell you that it's not going to be the ANC again. That much I know. Because at the moment, this country is not being run as well as it could be. And it's Zuma Incorporated. So if you want to vote for one man's family business, you go ahead. I'm not going to do that.
I think I'm going to consider deflate.
I knew you'd eventually go for them. You've always been a little bit to that side of things. Plus, you did go to the Free State for a long time. I mean, you grew up there.
The Free State, yeah.
The Vryheidsfront Plus are very strong there. But this is it. And you know what? We tend to assume a whole lot of things about someone just because of the party they vote for. Because that's how we are in South Africa. We love boxing people. So you just assume every black person you know is going to vote either ANC or EFF. Mm. Which is not true. And you assume every white person is DA. You know how many people think I'm a DA guy? Do you have any idea of how many people think that?
Everyone, yeah.
And I have never voted for them. It's just... We assume that, oh, well, if you vote ANC, then you believe X, Y, and Z. Maybe you don't. Maybe there's one part of it that you believe, and the rest you think is nonsense. Mm. Okay, Nico's back to carry on the fight. You want to hear from him?
Remind me, who is he fighting with again?
Nico was, I called him mentally unstable because he said that the U.S. election is going to be a disaster and that they're not going to happen. And then he had various people calling in afterwards. Because he did say that he's not going to vote. He doesn't believe in any of the parties, so he's not part of the system. He won't be part of the problem. And now he's here to defend himself because a lot of people came on and said, Nico, how dare you not vote? Nico, what do you want to say?
I'm actually not here to defend myself, guys, because you did that pretty well. I've got every bloody right in my life to vote or not vote. And I take ownership of my own body and my own actions. What I do with that time is nothing to do with anybody else, really. Mads, I'm funny because Mads, you asked, and the few of you guys have asked, what's the solution? You know, how can we possibly look after each other, you know, without a government? How are we going to possibly build roads and remove waste? You know, like most of the companies in America, all private companies that do that. So why can't we just have a community system so you can start on your road, for example? If you have a road where you have to have refuse removal, and one of the guys on your road just happens to have a truck company, why can't we all just contribute to him? Then we don't have to worry about taxes. And Gareth, you're wrong. You don't have to fill your bath full of Valparaiso. You can just collect rainwater. However, collecting rainwater in certain states in America is illegal. I mean, have you heard something so ludicrous? Something that is free that falls from the sky and it's illegal to collect it? I mean, this is why I refuse to vote for the system, because it is evil, Gareth. It's not even debatable. It's a little bit of critical thinking. And all the callers who are phoning me will agree with me.
Nico, have you voted before?
I have, and I realize that I hear your point, guys. I get it. I have voted before, and just like what you said earlier, it did nothing for you. And then you start to question, why is this doing nothing? Democracy is everything that I've been taught. And, you know, I've been taught to be proud of this rainbow nation and be nationalistic and all this kind of stuff. And it's just a lie. It's just a false lie. It's majority rules democracy.
All right.
If you're not in the majority, you can be oppressed upon no matter what. I mean, that's a fact. I can't do business in my personal capacity because I'm white. I mean, that is the most ludicrous thing. I'll get judged on my color. Yeah, it's because I'm not in the majority and I don't get my way. I don't want anybody's way to be forced upon me. I want my way to be forced upon me. I want to wake up in the morning, know that I've got my finances in order. For example, another way we can fight it is, the biggest hold is money, it's cash. If you change to something like gold or a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or whatever the other hundreds they are, mm-hmm. you're instantly stop inflation.
Yeah.
And you have to think about this a little bit, but you're instantly stop inflation. That's taking the power back. That's taking our power back, our individual freedom power back.
That's what I
just want people just to question.
You describe yourself as an anarchist as well?
No, you know, the word anarchism is kind of like religion. It's been really mixed dirty, you know. It's got a bad meaning. So I'm based on the fact that everybody should have individual freedom. If you understand your individual freedom, you'll have no choice but to respect everybody else's individual.
You know who you know I think is a secret anarchist is Mabali, because her whole thing is, you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone.
Yes, but she's right. She's 100% right.
No, carry on.
I've got no problem with a homosexual person as long as they don't be homosexual on me. Just like I don't like somebody holding me or touching me or you know what I mean, like pulling me away.
You've got intimacy issues. Freedom. Yeah.
You know what I mean, guys. Don't invade my space. You know,
come on, give me a kiss.
I'll give you a kiss, guys. I've got no problem with that. And then also another form of governance is also volunteerism. Volunteer if you want to you know, clean up the park. Volunteer right. If you want to help people. And don't rely on government to do these things. It's the most ludicrous idea I've ever heard. Government
right.
Feeding people and housing people. No.
All right, I feel like I'm getting a lecture now, Nico. Thank you.
Good.
All right, brother. Bye bye.
Okay.
Cheers. There's Nico. There's an interesting email I got here from Oki, who says there's a history of compulsory voting in Australia, and they explain what the arguments are in favor of compulsory voting and what the arguments are against, which I'll look at in a second. But this is interesting, right? We've got 12 days to go to our election, and we're still sort of grappling with some of this stuff. And I know that some people have decided and that this is boring for you because you already know what you're going to do. But I'm always open to hear new ideas. For example, Kerry says you must check out the EFF app. It's very impressive. And Kala wants to know, do you get black conservatives? And if you do, who do they vote for? Well, that's interesting. I mean, I can think of a few. Ruel Khoza. You could say Herman Mashaba is a kind of black conservative. We know what he's doing. He's going for mayor of Johannesburg for the DA. Certainly you get black conservatives.
But there we go again, trying to box people.
Yeah.
That is, you know.
But in America, for example, the Republican Party's got a huge black caucus, right? There are a lot of black people in America who are Republicans. Not as many as there are Democrats. But it's interesting to me that in South Africa, we haven't yet evolved to the point where we're now starting to say, well, there are actually different points of view among whites and different points of view among blacks.
Mm.
We're still painting everybody with
the
white
brush,
or black brush,
yeah.
Right? Which is ridiculous. I mean, you get black people who are radicals, and you get black people who are reactionaries. I, for example, know an old black man, right? He is totally convinced, and I don't know whether he's solidly into this stuff or whether he's got a mental health issue. I don't know. But this guy is convinced that his life was better under apartheid. All right? And he believes this solidly. And he's an educated guy. He's not an idiot. This is what he believes. Now, I've argued with him 100 times. I've said to him, it can't be true because for me, like, life has improved. For me, as a white guy, life's improved. It hasn't gone backwards. So how could you say your life's gone backwards as a black man? You have rights. You have the ability to determine your own future. You have the ability to enter the economy. You can marry whoever you like. Surely those things. He's like, nah, everything worked better for him. He said all he wants is for government to work, and he says it just doesn't work as well. And he cites hospitals, and he cites schools. And I said, in Bantu education, he wipes it away. He's got an argument.
Sure.
This guy seriously believes that. Now, normally, he would be dismissed. You've got to give space for the individual to express themselves. And some individuals, conservative, some individuals are liberals. Imagine if a homosexual, this is Lynn now, Lynn says on WeChat, imagine if a homosexual said, I don't mind heterosexuals as long as they're not heterosexual around me. So she's saying basically that Nico is a bigot.
Okay.
Lindsay says, thank you for keeping things real this morning. While some people in my office are more concerned about listening to the latest prank call on radio, I get to listen to discussions and issues that really matter in our country
now. Prank calls.
Jesus, that's so 1984, huh?
Well, you know, it is a Friday. We've got to keep it light.
I'll give you a prank call.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, but a better one.
Oh.
Let me find you something funny. I've been holding this one back for you. You remember that one with Michael Caine?
Yes.
he was so brilliant talking about black people.
Yeah, right. Where is this thing? Got some stuff for you here. Oh, boy. It's a Friday. Thank goodness it's a Friday. Listen to this. Where's this damn thing? Now I can't find the thing. I had it all lined up. Oh, hang on. Here it is. All right. Yeah. You know that you know the character from Napoleon Dynamite?
John Heder?
No, Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
Buenas tardes.
Hello?
Hello?
Is Pedro there?
Who?
Is Pedro there?
No, he's not here this moment.
Dang.
Would you like to leave a message?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is a girl.
It's what?
This is a girl.
A girl? Well, it looks like a gay. You're a gay?
Yes.
Pedro is not here.
Pedro is not here.
Don Pedro, buenas tardes.
Is Pedro there?
I say Pedro is not here, okay?
Dang.
Don Pedro, buenas.
Is Pedro there?
Are you not listening or what? Don Pedro, buenas.
Is Pedro there?
Phil, you stop calling over here, son of a bitch.
I love that. That I could listen to all the time. And there's a nice, short, sweet prank call for you. And that doesn't even involve a human, because that's just a voice recording. Tyrell says, wow, so much knowledge being dropped on our heads. I love it. Mornings will never be this good. Well, I'm glad that you like it. That's why we got smart people who listen to us. I left all the stupid people behind when I got off of
Careful.
FM radio.
Careful.
No, it's true. I did, and that's why I can talk like this here. You remember those dumb calls? When we went to phone calls on 5FM, I had to cut off 90% of them. You remember?
Yeah, but I mean, you loved cutting people off.
Because they were stupid. Listen to this quickly. These are the arguments that people use in favor of compulsory voting. So if you were forced to vote. Number one, voting is a civic duty. Number two, it teaches the benefits of political participation. Do you agree?
Carry on.
Number three, parliament reflects more accurately the will of the electorate. Because you know in most countries that are democracies, less than half the people actually go to the polls.
Those are frightening statistics.
Right. Which means that less than half the people get to decide what everybody has to do.
Okay.
Governments must consider the total electorate in policy formulation and management. Candidates can concentrate their campaigning energies on issues rather than encouraging voices to attend the poll, or rather voters to attend the poll. And finally, the voter isn't actually compelled to vote for anyone because voting is by secret ballot. So you can always ruin your secret ballot. Peshitta, are you going to get this call? Don't know what Peshitta's busy with over there, but she's not taking calls. And then the reasons that people say that you shouldn't have compulsory voting. It's undemocratic to force people to vote is the first reason.
Mm-hmm.
The ill-informed and those with little interest in politics are inclined to go to the polls and make a mistake.
Yeah, but who gets to decide that it was a mistake?
Well, ill-informed people. It may increase the number of donkey votes.
What are donkey votes?
Spoiled ones.
Oh.
It may increase the number of informal votes, which is like people who really shouldn't go and vote because they don't particularly care about the system. It increases the number of safe single-member electorates. So, in other words, if you're in a region with, like, let's say 20 voters in it, like you're a very small ward, and everybody's forced to vote, it means that that ward has some kind of a mandate that it really shouldn't have because it's too small anyway. It's a bad argument. And resources must be allocated to determine whether those who failed to vote have valid and sufficient reasons. So those are the things they say against compulsory voting. I don't think we should ever have compulsory voting. I mean, some people just want the day off on the 3rd. They really don't care. Hey, Romain!
Oh, here we go.
Morning, guys.
How are you, anarchist-in-chief?
Excellent, thank you. How is everyone this morning?
So how does it feel to wake up in a country every day that you have no say in?
I have plenty of say. What are you talking about?
How so?
Well, why do you believe that voting is the only way to have a say?
No, I'm just, when we vote for people to go to Parliament to represent us, to make the laws, you're a lawyer. The legislature is made up of people who we voted for in a popularity contest, and you didn't take part.
Well, first of all, we don't vote for those individuals. We just vote for the party, and they choose their own individuals to so-called represent us.
Yes.
But, I mean, there's a deeper philosophical discussion here about the role of the state, you know, in affairs. I mean, for me personally, the state is the greatest purveyor of violence and theft the world has ever known. And yet people keep on voting for these muppets to protect them from what? I don't know what. The greatest enemy is the state, not anyone else.
So what I'm trying to understand, I mean, I get your argument about how the state is the purveyor of violence and theft, because nowhere in the world can you say that any major conflict has been more fueled by statism than anything else. It's hardly ever a bunch of individuals that get together and go around causing mass violence and murder, right?
It's only
state-sponsored violence that is sanctioned in the world, because states aggregate to themselves the right to perform that violence upon other states or individuals.
Well, to some degree, but it's also more insidious. So, I mean, for example, the state has a monopoly of violence over a geographical area. So, for example, the police are allowed to shoot and kill and do whatever they need to because they have the special powers of the state to do so. But if we did the same thing, we would go to jail for murder, as an example.
Yeah.
So a bit more insidious than that, yes.
And then in terms of theft, they expropriate people, they tax you without your consent. They basically take a whole lot of the stuff that you own, that you've worked for, that is your property, and they distribute it whichever way they like.
Yes, but as well, I mean, taxation, in my opinion, is theft, writ large. But also, they control the supply of money as well. So they make us poorer or richer depending on their policies or their speeches. When the rand loses, 30% against the dollar, we're all poorer for it, but we have no choice in that matter.
Huh. So if you had to vote in this election?
Well, pragmatically, you would vote for the DA. I mean, it makes sense. They're the ones with the track record. They're the ones that can, collect your rubbish and all that nonsense. But anyway, those sort of things need to be privatized anyway. I don't Why the government should worry about how our rubbish is collected. Just have a company and privatize it, and it'll be much cheaper and it'll work much better. That's what happens when Pick It Up on strike. When Pick It Up on strike, I have, buckies of people ringing my bell and saying, oh, we want to collect your rubbish for $20 a bin. And I do it.
So
it works far better.
You're actually thrilled when Pick It Up aren't being paid and when you can use a private company to do this, rather.
Well, Pick It Up are still being paid, despite not providing the service. But yes, if an enterprising guy comes to my door with a bucket and wants to collect my rubbish, I pay him double what he charges.
Doesn't
entrepreneurship.
But that frustrates me. I mean, I don't want Pick It Up to be paid if I'm also paying for someone else to collect my rubbish because they're on strike. That annoys the hell out of me. And
of course it does.
But then surely the same thing happens for you when you watch the opening of Parliament and you see all those people parading in their outfits and you think, I'm paying for that, because you are with your tax, whether you've participated in the democratic process or not. You're paying for that with your tax just like I am. It must really burn you.
Well, I'm used to it. I'm actually extremely cynical and nihilistic over the past few years. It's all rather funny to me now. I mean, just I pay for it. I mean, it's a cost that I incur. It's a cost that I understand that I won't get back. But that's the price of being here.
So you put up with that feeling of being ripped off. You put up with that because you like living here.
I love living here. That's a great place. People are nice. The weather's great. It's an opportunity cost, and you live with it. I mean, everywhere else in the world, you'll be paying the same thing, right? And you don't know where that money's going, but that's the cost of a democracy, so...
We had a question earlier from Carla who said, what would black conservatives vote in South Africa? Do you know an answer to that, and do you know any black conservatives?
Black conservatives, I would think they would vote DA. They're a bit more fiscally conservative, but there is no real conservative party in this country. No one ever says we're going to, you know, our platform is lower taxes and liberalization of markets. No, it's about we'll collect your rubbish and fine. That's the discourse of this country. This is what you're voting for. A bunch of people arguing over how many times your rubbish will be collected and whether your life can stay on. That's ridiculous. And people have so much pride and so much, pride. They are proud of voting with someone who says they'll keep the lifestyle.
All right, well, listen. while I've got you on the line, what's on the latest Renegade report? Get people to download it if they're interested. How about you put something out there to get us excited? Come on.
Right. So the one that just went past, we went through political marketing, especially with the upcoming elections. We went through all the various parties and how they all are at actually transmitting the message. And then next week we have Rich Mulholland on. And it was a wide-ranging discussion. I still don't know what he spoke about. It was about capitalism. It was about marketing. It was about, trans people in bathrooms. It was wide-ranging, and it flowed very well.
If you were in America, would you vote Trump or would you vote Hillary?
I would vote Trump because I'm a troll. For the sake of it.
Just to cause shit.
Absolutely.
All right. Get out of here. I think you're probably one of South Africa's top trolls. There we go.
Oh,
shit. He likes it. You're actually proud of that.
Well, I've been self-proclaimed troll.
All right, Roman. Cheers.
Thank you.
There we go. Have a good weekend, bye. You French bastard.
You too. Cheers.
French. The French. How dare they come here with their ideas? They're anarchy. Temba says, since I only got the SMS from the DA, does it mean I already voted for them? Well, I'm okay with voting for the DA, says Temba. Whoever got the SMS from the ANC, you're in shit. Don't ask me why.
Yeah, you see...
Is that why you got yours? Because I think I might have got mine because of that.
I got an SMS from the ANC, but not from the DA.
Yeah, me neither. I do remember unsubscribing, though, from a DA SMS once. So maybe they don't bother me anymore. But I love the way people get furious. They're like, they're beside themselves with anger because they got an SMS from somebody. Calm down. So you should be lucky that someone cares about you. You should feel fortunate that some party cares to SMS you. I know friends of mine who, I will never SMS them again. there's no interest.
Are the EFF also SMSing people? Or is it just the DA and the ANC?
I don't think the EFF got money.
Yeah, I don't think that they have the capacity to do that. Yeah. So it's just DA and ANC that are SMSing us.
Right. Lots of tweets coming in too. You can tweet us for the next couple of minutes. We got Julius Malema coming up in a moment or two with a quick discussion about the EFF, their manifesto. You know, what's happening in politics and where the EFF stand on all the important issues with Julius Malema. I asked him about the elections, about their posters.
Did you ask him about the weight loss? That's important,
Of course I mentioned the weight loss. Yeah. By the way, in case you're wondering why I'm referring to it in the past tense, because we recorded this on Monday. We had a hell of a busy day on Monday. We were in Soweto for Mandela Day, and I came rushing back here so that I could interview him. And Mbuyiseni was here as well, Mbuyiseni Dlozi. And we'll get him on at a later stage to talk too. I said to them, after the elections, we'll talk about how well they did. And Mbuyiseni was thrilled to be able to come back to talk about that, because he's very hopeful that they'll get into double digits in some of the places. But really, this could be a big upset. You heard Justice Malala every Thursday. He's talking about three major municipalities where things could go very differently.
Didn't it used to be just two?
Well, it's Nelson Mandela Bay.
Yes.
Tshwane, Johannesburg.
Oh, okay. Right.
Everybody's talking about those three. And now, the interesting thing is that eThekwini as well. So basically the major cities, I'm sorry, Bloemfontein and Polokwane, you don't fit. But all the major cities, people are going... stuff doesn't work, we're going to try someone else.
As they should.
Yeah. Rural areas, they still keep voting against their own interests. Olebogeng says, what does it mean if you've received an SMS from both the ANC and the DA?
Oof.
Well, then you're
extra special, aren't you?
Well, then you're sleeping around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mbusi. Is that who's on the line? Hey, Mbusi, hello.
Hello, hi.
Hey, what's up?
I just want to scream something, can I?
Yeah, go.
It's the weekend, baby!
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going house hunting with the wife.
Speak into your phone, I can hardly hear you.
I'm going house hunting with the wife.
Oh, cool. Where are you guys looking to buy?
Montana, Pretoria.
Yes, it's Pretoria North. It's very white there.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to blend in.
Yeah, over there you're gonna be DA whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I saw the posters already. Yeah,
Castle
is DA already.
Oh, wow. All right, well, listen, good luck to you, man. And it's exciting to buy a new house, but it's stressful.
Yeah, it is. We sold the old one, so we're looking for a new one.
Where were you before?
North.
Where?
The Orchard.
Orchards. All right, I know Orchards. All right.
Very dark, that side.
Yeah, so you've moved from the blacks to the whites.
Yeah.
But you see, we've got to stop thinking about it that way, because what you're doing is you are the kind of person that when we talk to political analysts like Justice Malala, he says, this is the emerging black middle class, right?
True.
And I'm a huge fan of hearing about people who are moving up in the world. Mabali and I support this. So. North side.
Oh.
Deluxe apartment in Montana in Pretoria. We finally got a piece of the pie. Yeah, you feel you got your piece of the pie?
Finally.
All right, my man. Good luck to you over the weekend, all right?
Thank you.
All right, and don't let your wife talk you into a house that's too expensive.
She's already started doing that.
Yes, she's going to make you pay for shit that you'll be bonded in for the next 20 years.
Oh, you must stand your ground.
Yeah, I'm going to be driving the same car for 20 years.
Yeah, forget it. There's going to be no TV for at least the first 3 years you're in that house.
Yeah, I don't watch TV.
Good. Listen to Cliff Central.
Yeah. I do that every day.
All righty. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, and I forgot to tell Flex. The Lotto is now 85 million.
Yeah, oh, yes. I saw that. The Lotto is 85 million.
Yeah.
Are we going to buy?
Yeah, I am. Hopefully I can get the house for cash.
Yes, wouldn't that be nice, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez, imagine waking up tomorrow morning, you got 85 mil.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
When is the draw? Saturday?
I think it's today, because it's the Powerball.
Okay, I better get in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy a ticket just for shits and giggles. I mean, my father has always told me that it's the dumbest thing in the world to enter the lottery.
Yeah, it is gambling.
But
the chances of winning it are like getting Zika virus, so...
Yeah. But I think your chances of Zika virus are actually a little bit better than getting the lottery.
Yeah.
All right, okay. How much is a ticket, by the way?
I have no idea. I think like $5, I think.
All right. I could afford $5, I think. All right. Thanks, man. Good luck for the house hunting.
Thank you.
Cheers, brother. Bye-bye. There's Moosey. Cab says, did you have to pre-record because he wanted control? No, we're doing a lot of pre-records at the moment so that I can sit in the studio. We don't have interruptions. It actually feels a little more intimate. I think I'm getting you better quality content when I'm sitting down with someone and... We can just focus. I mean, we've got this production studio here at Cliff Central that we built about 6 months ago properly. And it feels like a lounge. You sit there and you just talk. You got a cup of coffee or whatever. And you just have a chat. It's kind of the way that I think podcasting should be.
Also, sometimes, 8 o'clock in the morning doesn't always work for every guest.
Yeah, and
so
I don't,
if they can come in at a later time, then you pre-record.
Correct. Mandla, my boy, says, Mabali.
Yeah, bo.
I've just seen your pics from the U Awards. You looked drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, thank you, Mandla.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mandla's very, very turned on right now.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And Ole Bocheng says, what does it mean if... Oh, yeah, I read that already. SMS from DA and ANC. Vanessa says, I've got an ad from the DA and the ANC. Now I'm important. And Hugo says, screw the elections. Let's all move to Orania.
Yo. I don't know so much about that one.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Hold your horses. Ben, you've been very quiet.
Well, I'm just taking this all in, Gareth.
Okay. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm having dinner with my brothers. I haven't seen them in a long time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got Cards of Humanity yesterday. So got Cards Against Humanity, so we're going to play that.
All the Karpinskis were in a photograph that Ben sent us when they were all kids.
Yeah, I put it on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you go to Ben's Instagram, you can see a picture of him, his two brothers, and his sister.
Yeah, it's just the bounce, one word.
Your sister and your oldest brother, who I thought was you originally when I first looked at the picture, they look perfectly normal, but then you and your middle brother, you look a little bit retarded in the picture.
Well, I was a chubby child, and obviously I've got the biggest head in the whole picture. Then there's my brother, who looks like he's like a Mad Max love child.
Yeah, he looks like...
He doesn't look right, but he's turned out okay.
He's turned out fine. He ended up not too bad at all, but in the picture, certainly, your parents must have been worried.
Oddly enough, he actually turned out with the best teeth, but in the picture he looks rough. No, see, now, growing up, so I've got two brothers, right?
Yes.
And the very strange dynamic here is that they're 10 months apart.
Have you watched Tarzan yet?
No, not yet.
I thought you might have gravitated to that because the way you grew up. Okay.
And, we used to joke that Matthew was the postman's child. Of course, you know, you grew up mean, you know. You grew up with a thick skin in my family.
Sure.
And, because he was always very different. He was very loud and he was very, like, hyperactive. And I'm not. My oldest brother especially not. And then there was him. He was like... It was like he was on drugs, because he was so, like,
different.
Edgy and stuff, yeah.
Well, yeah, we've always told my brother that he was adopted.
Overtone.
I think every family actually does that. They always go, well, you adopted.
Any of the children. If there's more than three children, then three or more children, then two of them are always going to gang up on one. And it's going to be the two that are the most similar against the one that's the most unlike them. So that's bound to happen. I mean, my sister and I are both blonde. Blue eyes, and my brother is dark with brown eyes.
So you ganged up on him?
Oh, totally. We said to him, you're just not part of the family. Our parents found you in an orphanage. Totally. And for a while, I think he might have believed it. No, really. It's not very nice. John T. Sills coming on later on with the sex show. How do you learn about sex? Sex talk on cliffcentral.com this morning.
From John T. is the short answer.
Yeah, and then he's posted a picture of a toaster that says, I want you inside me, and the toast saying, that's hot. So you know that the sex show is going to be on later on. By the way, what are the most critical requirements for companies in today's business environment? Communications and technology,
that's
of course.
That's what I was going to say.
Of course you were. And who better to deliver this to you than iConnect Telecoms? From internet connectivity to voice and cloud platforms to the latest IT solutions and more. iConnect ensures maximum uptime and productivity with more reliable connectivity and necessary support and backup. iConnect is your answer, all delivered by a single solution provider. Go to iConnectSA.co.za for more. That's iConnectSA.co.za. The one provider to manage all your communications. It's iConnectSA.co.za. Don't forget, next week is also the CEO Sleepout. That's happening on Thursday next week. And lots of other exciting things that I'll tell you about at the start of the week, that Monday that's coming. So enjoy your weekend and everything else in the meantime. You can take a chill pill for now. A couple of other messages pouring in, and you can still call us on 0861-555-189 if you want to. Cab says, my dad told us he found us rummaging under a tree in the felt. That's horrible. Rummaging under a tree. Here's something fun, because we're heading into the weekend. I thought we'd play you a little bit of a song.
Dear future husband, here's a few things you'll know if you need to, if you want to be my one all my life. All right. Okay. Dear future husband, if you want to get that special loving, tell me I'm beautiful each and every night.
Huh, that's nice.
Shame.
No, not shame. No, how dare you. That was very nice. I think that was quite moving and special. Before we forget, a couple of things that were on the internet that I needed to refer you to ahead of the weekend. Let me just find these. I've really got to get organized here. Here's this really adorable little girl who starts sobbing uncontrollably when she realizes that Barack Obama is not going to be president next year. So she starts to cry. It is really sweet. Take a listen to this.
Why are you crying? Tell me why you're crying so you can tell everybody.
Barack
know, Papa Pinocchio.
I know. But he can only serve two terms, and his time is up.
No!
So not a very democratic child.
Oh. It's okay. We got to vote for another president.
And how many Americans feel like that right now? Huh?
Huh? I'm not ready for a new one.
Wow, it's really tough for this kid to have to let go of Barack Obama. If you lived in Turkey, kid, you could have the same president for your whole life. You wouldn't have to worry.
You know, he'd have to be here only 8 years.
This kid's going to grow up to be a real Democrat. You could just tell, right? I mean, there's political will there.
It's okay. We can write him a letter. You want to write him a letter? Well, we'll write him a letter, okay?
Yeah.
Stop crying. Stop crying. It's wow. Okay, boo. Don't cry. All right, you want to call your dad or your mom?
I want to call my mama.
Huh?
I want to call my mama.
Your mama? Okay. Well, calm down so you can talk. Somebody can understand what you're saying.
Little girl very upset about Barack Obama leaving office. And if you ask Americans, they would, even adults, would like to answer like that. If you ask them, oh, you got to choose between Trump and Hillary, they'll start crying like that too, trust me. Here's an angry Pokemon fan. This is hysterical.
I don't understand why everyone thinks making Pokemons in real life is a good idea. Meemaw, you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to take Pokemon from the game, from the old show, and make them real. Do you realize how dangerous that actually is?
Do you realize I have a lot of guns? I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, Meemaw, but I don't think a gun is going to help us when a Pikachu comes and tries to shoot a cyber bolt at us.
This guy means it, though. This is not some guy acting it up. He's a real Pokemon fan, and he's annoyed that Pokemons are going to come into his real-world scenario.
What the hell is a Pikachu?
A Pikachu is like a fucking mouse that can shoot 20,000 volts of electricity into your ass!
I'll shoot his ass!
You know, all the people that call you a Snorlax, that's a Pokemon, by the way.
What the hell is a Snorlax?
A Snorlax.
A Snorlax? What the hell is a Snorlax?
It's a Pokemon!
Oh,
the hell with Pokemon.
I don't know who that woman is in the background, but I like her.
Oh.
Oh, the hell with the Pokemon.
You want to hear more of this?
Yeah. Yes.
This is very entertaining, right?
Yeah, the hell with Pokemon. You know, the game's called Pokemon Go? Yeah, I think that's pretty fitting, honestly. I mean, more like Pokemon Go to Hell, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to take over the world. I mean, people have always been worried about, you know, like, robots taking over the planet and shit. Like, I don't know. There's one movie. Maybe it's, Terminator? I mean, how stupid can you be? Nintendo is trying to kill us all. I'm not stupid. I'm not buying into this propaganda. You know, I've been saying it since the beginning, okay? It's been weed and video games. It's destroying society. It's the fall of Western civilization.
Wow.
Yo.
I mean, what do we do, Meemaw?
If I see a Pokemon, a Snorlax, a Pikachu, or anything, I'm just going to blow the ass off with my gun and not worry about it, and neither should you.
I like that. I don't know who that is, but I like her a lot.
That's Meemaw.
That's his mother.
But she sounds retarded, right?
She probably hasn't left the house before.
Yeah, she's probably about 900 kilograms and...
like heels, like hides.
She eats grits. She lives in a van.
I'm just surprised at the end of that clip you don't hear vote Trump.
Well, let's hear. Maybe there's more.
I mean, Mimo, they're talking about bringing something called reality, a virtual thing. Like, they're bringing it into the real world. Like they're building some kind of machine that literally takes Pokemons and brings them into the real world. Like, I remember playing with the card game as a kid, and, like, it was a fun game. Like, I didn't really play it, you know. I was always playing stuff like Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, I knew how to play that game. But, I gotta...
Jeez.
Like, I didn't realize that people were so stupid. Like, you were all thinking that this is a good idea. I don't know. What happens when someone gets hit by a car when they're chasing a Pokemon?
Yeah, Meemaw, what do you think?
I mean, what happens, Meemaw, when somebody's going, oh, let me go look for a Pokemon. Oh, here's a Snorlax.
Yeah. Snorlax.
Like, that's not funny. My Meemaw's not a Snorlax, first of all, okay? That's not funny. That's fucked up.
Someone obviously called his Meemaw Snorlax.
Okay.
It just, it irritates me.
What do you say, Meemaw?
I'm telling you all now, this whole Pokemon Go thing, you know, the Pokemon Go, I mean, there are comments like, and today's the day Pokemon took over the world. Yeah, but they're thinking that it's a Nintendo game, you know? I mean, it's actually going to be Pokemon taking over the world!
Wow.
Someone should start a petition to ban this right now! You people have no idea.
I like Meemaw, I want to hear more of her. That's all
you
I
know,
care about.
Like,
a Snorlax.
A Snorlax.
A Snorlax. What the hell is a Snorlax?
It's a Pokemon!
I like Meemaw. I want more of her. I'd give her a show, like, immediately. She'd just sit there and say, I'm going to blow the hell out of his ass. Beautiful. All right, everybody. In a moment or two, Julius Malema, and we'll talk EFF elections 2016. Stretch and yawn. All right, it's the weekend, baby. Get ready for a good weekend. I think it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. That's what Meemaw would say.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours. CliffCentral.com.